Bonneville, it's been a decade since Dennis Cadran started playing with the Bonneville Senior A Pontiacs, beginning in the 2014-15 season when the team was part of the Battle River League. The Senior Pontiacs won the league title at the time, before becoming part of the North Central Hockey League, NCHL. Cadran, currently the second leading active scorer with the league, was recently recognized with a plaque for playing over 100 games in the NCHL. As of January 20, Cadran had played 105 games, netted 60 goals, had 102 assists, and earned 160 points in the NCHL. Cadran says he feels honored to be recognized. The recognition also puts into perspective how long he has been playing the sport he loves. "I've played with a lot of players, different players of all ages," he says. "So yeah, 100 games amount to a lot." With a laugh, he adds other teams are always asking him when he is going to quit playing. Speaking honestly, he says he has not made that decision yet. At the age of 33, he still feels confident he can keep on playing. For the Senior A Pontiacs, he says the team has many young players still in their early 20s, but they also have older players who are formidable on the ice. "So, I guess I could have another 10 years to go," he says. While 100 games are a lot of games played, Cadran continues to enjoy lacing up his skates. "I enjoy the game," he says, explaining he is grateful for the opportunity to have fun and play the game he loves. He also thanks his family for supporting him, such as his parents. "They've probably watched all my games, for sure, and had been supportive throughout my whole career." Of course, he thanked the fans for their continued support for the team. "Thanks for being there." The Senior A Pontiacs are now heading into the second round of playoffs for the 2023-24 season, and Cadran is confident the team has a chance to win the league. Playoffs so far: the Pontiacs finished third overall in the regular season and beat the Westlock Warriors in the first round of playoffs. The Pontiacs beat the Warriors on February 10 with an overtime win, 4-3. The Pontiacs continued their winning ways on February 11 with a 5-2 win against the Warriors. On February 16, Westlock took their first win of the series, 3-2. But the Pontiacs battled back to claim the series with a 5-1 win on February 17. The Pontiacs will begin the next round of playoffs, which is also the North Division Finals, against the Devon Barons on home ice at the RJ Lalonde Arena at 7:30 p.m. Then, the team will head to Devon for a February 25 game scheduled for 5:30 p.m.